The Workday Replay from Money FM 89.3. Mind Your Business with Howie Lim, only on Money FM 89.3.
Thanks for staying with us on Money FM 89.3. And in Mind Your Business, we check out the SME sector here in Singapore. After all, it powers half our economy and also hires about 70% of our workforce. Now, global e-commerce sales are expected to reach $4.88 trillion by 2021. And to capitalize on this fast-growing market, industry players are hungry to get the biggest slice of the pie. Now, locally based logistics and selling platform Enchanto helped global omni-channel player Lux Asia connect beauty brands to consumers throughout Asia, allowing them to achieve a sevenfold growth within a year. We have to find out how they did this, what their unique selling point might be as well. Founder and CEO at Enchanto, Mr. Vaibhav Badade, is here to provide us with some insight into how this expansion took place as well. Vaibhav, thanks so much for joining us today.
Thanks for having us here today.
What do you think, though, as we start off, are the main challenges in the e-commerce space today? Too noisy, maybe?
E-commerce space today is the biggest challenge is moving at very fast speed, right? And organizations are struggling to first define and understand what exactly they need to do to really capitalize most out of this big, massive change of consumer behavior. People are not willing to buy anymore on mall, right? So consumer habits are changing. Going to mall was a luxury a few years back, but now it is nuisance. The younger generation prefer to buy on social media, right? So how do brands and retailers basically figure out their strategy and successfully reach out to those consumers? I think that remains the biggest challenge today.
So how do you reckon Enchanto helped Lux Asia in this regard? Sevenfold growth is nothing to be sneezed at.
Lux Asia is a very unique company. They started in 1984 by Mr. Patrick Chong, and since then they have been constantly working on defining the new ways of reaching to consumers. Today, Lux Asia is a global regional omnichannel leader. They work with more than 150 brands across 3,000 retail touchpoints. How we work with Lux Asia is that they have this massive infrastructure which is already in place. So their infrastructure is brands partnership, their operations teams, their warehouses, their know-how about products and how to reach out to consumers. What Enchanto did specifically with Lux Asia is that we build that layer of integration between the existing backend infrastructure of Lux Asia and connect that to the digital sales channels, example like their own websites, example like Lazada, Zalora, Qoo10, Shopee, across the region, right? And that connect actually brings the entire inventory Lux Asia has at its infrastructure seamlessly available on those digital touch points to the consumers in more than 11 countries.
And I understand this was without needing to invest in more infrastructure, hard assets, so to speak.
Absolutely no. So I think this is one of the points that is very unique about Lux Asia, that they have figured out a strategy to leverage on their current capabilities and infrastructure to really transform their business from a very offline business into omnichannel leader. Of course, you know, you can invest massive amount of money in building new infrastructure, but then down the line is going to put you a lot of pressure on your ROI, right? And in e-commerce, it's not very easy to get ROI. There are a lot of e-commerce companies that are struggling, right? So the leveraging on existing assets, connecting that, utilizing the same warehouse, which is processing orders for the retail store, and utilizing that same warehouse to process your e-commerce order is basically doing more out of the same capacity.
Yeah. Let's talk about strong product infrastructure then, which is what Enchanto is known for and how it helps clients.
So Enchanto, we are a very unique company in that sense, right? And we started as a software company and we struggled, we failed.
Oh, dear.
Yes. So first, within 6 months, what we developed was thrown out of window because it was not very practical. The feedback from initial customers was that your software is good, but it's not very practical to use in our warehouse or in our e-commerce sales channel operations. So we decided to build a very practical software. And to build that, what we did is we invested heavily in our own logistics setup. We invested heavily to actually sell products online. And we did that for 3 years. So we ran, as a software company, we ended up running logistics operations for 3 years almost. We actually sold products online ourselves. That actually helped us, our team, to sit in warehouse and develop software in warehouse for the warehouse users. As a result of that, we ended up having a very, very practical software in industry.
Because you live it, you learn it, right?
Exactly. So we eat our own food, right, before we serve it to our customers.
Of course.
So with that, we had a very, very practical software. And after that, we basically sold off our logistic business. And where we are today is a pure software company, software as a service company. We have three main softwares. One is for the running your entire logistics backend operations. That's receiving inventory, managing inventory on behalf of multiple brands, picking, packing, dispatch, quality control. Our second operations, our software is for operations of e-commerce selling. Basically managing a catalog, product information, pricing across multiple sales channels with a single view of all of your sales channels. That's called SalesSeller. And a third software is a cross-border software which helps brands and retailers to sell and ship their products internationally. All of these softwares has been built with a very unique experience. And another unique thing about Enchanto is that most of the Enchanto shareholders today are actually were the Enchanto customers first.
Ah.
So typically companies try to get a testimony from their customer, and that's where we differentiate ourselves is that four of our biggest customers invested into Enchanto and they became actually our shareholder. Luxasia is one of them. Last year, June, Luxasia invested into Enchanto and they were already Enchanto customer before that.
Talk to us about if it was an organic evolution for Enchanto. So you lived it, learned it, and then evolved slowly, or did you always have in mind to head back into the e-commerce space?
We always wanted to be an e-commerce company and specifically into logistics / back-end operations. Enchanto DNA is purely B2B. Most of us, the founding team and leadership team, comes from a very deep enterprise background. We are not a B2C company. The intention was always to build a platform which will be used by businesses like logistics, companies, brands, retailers to manage their e-commerce operations, back-end operations specifically. And the need was very clear right from the beginning in 2011 when we started. There was no purpose-built software for e-commerce back-end operations. Most of the early e-commerce players were using the platforms available that time, which were not really built for e-commerce. These were built for B2B, project logistics, contract logistics. So it was kind of hack, right? And hack doesn't last long. Hack is not very productive. So we always wanted to build something very to the point, compact and core, purpose built. The mission was always to build the software. We had just had to do a detour to run our own warehouse to learn and make it very practical.
Just to make sure you know what you're getting yourself into. Why do you think you're so popular though with SMEs and brands? Because of this unique B2B type of focus.
Yes, and a couple of reasons, right? So we've been a seller ourselves. We've been a logistics company ourselves. We process parcels on our own, right? So we know the pain points of businesses, what they go through when they process all those back-end operations. We give a lot of emphasis on simplicity, right? And as I said, Enchanto product philosophy is a compact and core. Give exactly what customer need. Don't confuse them by giving more options, more UI, more capabilities, right? That's what the onboarding time for our software is very short. Our SalesSeller, which is multi-channel selling software, many of the SMEs, they onboard on our platform in less than 180 seconds.
So 180 seconds?
180 seconds.
I was about to think days or something.
No. So if you are an online seller today and you go to SalesSeller.com and you want to start managing your online business on Lazada, Shopee, Zalora, Qoo10 at one single place, you sign up, you synchronize all of your accounts, you are ready to go and start using it in 180 seconds. Of course, the warehouse management part of the software takes a bit longer because it has to be implemented. We have to train teams. We have to integrate with your SAP or Microsoft Oracle backend systems. The popular way, because we are very simple to use, we are very purpose-built. And what we did is that we realized that SMEs need a lot of hand-holding. And when business starts to sell online, initial days, they struggle. And they also want to minimize their cost. They don't want to spend too much money on the infrastructure. So this is where we came up with the plan, and we've been SME ourselves. We see this as our own national service. We decided to provide our software for free to SMEs.
Oh, up to I was going to ask how accessible your software services
are.
Yeah,
so if you're SME based out of Singapore or Southeast Asia, you can start using our software. If you're doing a certain number of orders up to on monthly basis, you can absolutely use the whole software for free. And we still provide you support, onboarding for that. We start charging you money when you reach certain threshold in terms of revenue or gross merchandise value.
Yeah.
So that is another point why SMEs like us, because we give them a capabilities and the best of the quality software right at the beginning when they start to sell online.
And give them some breathing space to get to a point where they could afford to start paying for your services.
Exactly.
Subscription-based?
It is purely subscription-based. We do not do a lot of bespoke development in our platforms. But for some of the large customers where we had to do like heavy integration. So, for example, we recently signed up with Malaysia's one of the largest retail business called Maidin. It's the largest halal business in Malaysia. They run multiple supermarket, hypermarket, fashion stores. Their e-commerce business very soon will completely run on Enchanta platform. That requires a very heavy integration with the Maidin's backend system, right? Lockers, delivery, store system, point of sale system. Heavy integration.
Slightly hindered maybe by some legacy systems they have in place at this point.
If you see the retail businesses, they are really running on a very, very old school systems.
Oh, dear.
Yeah.
Would you say then it's safe to say you'd prefer maybe to start with a company or to help out a company that has perhaps zero systems in place, start from zero? Might that be easier than, say, a larger entity that has lots of legacy systems in place?
I think where we really find interesting to work with is where we see a problem to solve. Right? And the bigger the problem to solve is that more excited we get.
Right? Mm-hmm.
And with legacy systems.
Glutton system, for punishment.
Okay. Because it gives you immense satisfaction, right? And you build that magical experience. That's why the name is Enchanto. We derived from enchantment, right? We want to give that magical spell experience to our customers. So when we see that, you know, the business is really struggling, the business has a lot of things to stitch together, this is where we get excited. And this could be for small SMEs, or it could be for a large company, doesn't matter to us.
Let's talk about expansion plans then for Enchanto. You've got customers across 14 countries. You have employees in 5 countries. Where to next and what's up?
Yes, so we've been very lucky, and we work very closely with Enterprise Singapore, the part of the, earlier it was called International Enterprise Singapore. They help us a lot to venture into different markets, go down there, understand the market trend, meet potential partners. We recently did a trip with them in Australia, and we're happy to share that as of 1st May, we had just launched Enchanto in Australia.
Oh, congratulations.
Yes. The next frontier for us is Korea. So we have executed our first partnership deal in Korea there. So in the next couple of months, you'll see Enchanto Korea operations going live pretty soon.
You can check them out at enchanto.com. That is A-N-C-H-A-N-T-O.com. They are a SaaS logistics technology company which connects e-commerce sellers, brands, retailers, and warehousing and fulfillment service providers to e-commerce sales channels. We've been speaking with Vaibhav Dabade, who is CEO at Enchanto. Thank you so much for coming today.
Thank you very much. Thanks for having me today. Thank you.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg. Or download the SPH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.